got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got.
Does this song sound familiar? It was a hit in 1957, but even if you aren't old enough to remember that far back, you may well have heard it anyway because it crops up pretty regularly on film and TV soundtracks. For example, it featured in Martin Scorsese's Casino, and more recently it was used in the HBO series Tremé. In case you haven't seen it, Tremé is set in post-Katrina New Orleans, and the cast includes a host of musicians from the city, including the man you're listening to now. Clarence Frogman Henry. Frogman, as he's usually called for reasons which will quickly become clear, is a New Orleans musician to his core. He was born and raised there, and he spent over two decades performing on Bourbon Street. But in the past couple of years, he's gained a second home in Bowling Green, Kentucky. When I heard about this, I wanted to meet him, so I gave him a call. Here, have a listen to his answer phone greeting.
Hi, this is Clarence. I take the job, Frogman Henry. At the present time, I'm not able to answer your call, but I'll get right back to you. Right, and God bless.
At the tone, please record your message.
He did get right back to me, and when he did, I arranged to meet him at his house in Bowling Green. There was no mistaking the place. The front yard was full of frogs. China frogs, metal frogs, plastic frogs, frogs with fishing lines, frogs in flowers, king and queen frogs. And Frogman told me that in New Orleans, he has even more.
Back home, I have over 1,000 frogs or more.
Oh, my goodness.
Everywhere. I even had a frog seat, toilet seat. Yeah, I got frogs all over from everybody.
Frogman's nickname, as you probably guessed after hearing his answer phone, came about because of his interesting vocal range. He told me that he first became aware of his unusual voice, which allows him to sing like a man and a girl and a frog, whilst he was still in school. He wanted to perform a duet that was modelled on the then popular New Orleans duo of Shirley and Lee, but there wasn't anyone around who could sing the female part.
You developed the girl part just as a kind of pragmatic measure because you needed a girl singer and you
right,
didn't have
one. Right.
And the frog?
I did the frog, you know. I used to tease the girl with the frog. Working. And I didn't know that I would be singing like a girl or a frog, you know.
I ain't got a mother. I ain't got a father.
These multiple voices all featured on this song, his first hit, which he composed in a fit of inspiration one night in a Louisiana club.
The people in the club didn't want to go home. We had started playing music about 8, 9 o'clock that night, and here's 8 o'clock in the morning, and I was getting tired, so I hit a riff on the piano, "You ain't got no home. The girl ain't got no home. The frog ain't got no home." So Paul Gayton, he heard it, and he sent a disc to Leonard Chess.
Paul Gayton was an A&R man, and Leonard Chess ran Chess Records out of Chicago. That's who Frogman cut this track with.
So what happened, they had a leading disc jockey by the name of Papa Stopper, and I was in the studio, and the people were requesting the song to keep playing it, and they didn't know who was singing it or the title of the song. They said, "Play the frog song by the Frog Man." And so Papa Stopper says, "From now on, your name is Frogman." That's how I got my name in 1956.
On the back of the song, which reached number 20 in the Billboard chart the following year, Frogman toured all over the US, including a number of gigs right here in Bowling Green. Then he had a few years of playing locally in New Orleans before he got his next hit. It was called "I Don't Know Why I Love You, But I Do."
I don't know why.
It happened to be a sleeper.
And now, when you say a sleeper, what do you mean?
It took a little time for it to hit. And when it hit, it stayed there a long time in the charts. And 1960, we recorded it. And 61, it went off. And even it was selling so fast that in Philadelphia, I never forget, I had to help them deliver some of my records.
The song went to number 4 in the pop charts. Other hits followed, and as a result, Frogman was asked to open for some of my fellow countrymen from England when they visited the US in 1964.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
I worked with the Beatles when they first came over to America. We did 18 playing dates, and they had ambulance, nurses, and doctors, and I have never seen anything like this. In Dallas, Texas, I never forget, they had a little girl went through a glass window in the hotel. The crowd pushed her, you know.
I asked him how the Beatles themselves had reacted to all the fuss.
It was an experience to them. They was real young, you know, and I never forget, they didn't even know what a watermelon was, I think, because somebody sent them a big old watermelon. And they was hitting the watermelon with a knife.
After the Beatles left, Frogman settled down to playing regularly in New Orleans. And like everyone in the city, he was affected by Katrina. It destroyed about a third of his house and wrecked the piano he'd had for decades. But the reason he now spends part of the year in Bowling Green doesn't have anything to do with hurricanes. It's because of a lady and longtime Bowling Green resident called Roberta Wright.
We met about 40 years ago in the French Quarters. I went down on a convention, and we got together, and he flew to St. Louis for a while, and I went down in New Orleans for a while, and then we kind of grew apart. And then about 2 years ago, I heard one of his songs on TV, and I looked him up on the internet and called him.
Was it one of those things where you kind of always had him in the back of your mind?
Yes.
Okay.
I often thought about him and I wondered how he was doing, and especially when Katrina hit.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to get in touch with him.
And so when you saw each other, did you go to the airport to meet her when she...
Yeah, I met her with a bouquet of roses. I had my daughter to go into the airport, and I would peep to see what size she was or what height she looked, you know. And she came out all right.
Were you ready to do a runner if she didn't look right?
Yeah, I was on a runner.
Fortunately, you're stunning, Roberta. What do you call him? Do you call him Frogman?
Call him Frog most of the time.
Okay.
Sometimes Clarence.
And so what kind of music do you... What's your musical life like now? Are you still playing a lot?
No, I'm mostly retired.
Right.
You know, special occasion, it's got to be real special, you know. But I just relax and just sit here and watch television and go to the ballroom. You know, I got a new ballroom in my life now. I used to hang out in the bars, but now my ballroom is Sam. I go to Sam Ballroom, and I go to Walmart Ballroom. That's what I call a ballroom.
Okay. So you've replaced the bar with the shop.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I guess I'm wasting time, but I've got...
Well, I'm hoping that someone listening will be able to lure Frogman out of his retirement to play a Kentucky gig. But in the meantime, we still have these old recordings to enjoy. This is Rachel Hopkin for the Folk Studies Program and Public Radio Service of Western Kentucky University.